Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
More mobilizations in Honduras united in the struggle against human rights violations and for justice. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there will be several demonstrations in Honduras in response to the murder of the Lenca indigenous leader Berta Cáceres, former coordinator of the Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN. There's a great unity. What's more important is that there is a strong coordination with human rights organizations, indigenous peoples, black people, and also peasants and intellectual sectors. I think that this movement is incredibly strong, said Juan Almendares of the Movimiento Madre Tierra, Friends of the Earth Honduras, in an interview with Real World Radio. He also highlighted the global uproar rejecting the murder of Berta and in solidarity with Mexican activist Gustavo Castro, witness of the murder, who is being withheld by Honduran authorities, and his family. According to Almendares, on Wednesday there will be a huge mobilization organized by the National Coalition of Environmental Networks, which gathers over 30 organizations and where social communicators, some students and teachers, peasants and indigenous people also participate. In addition, on Thursday and Friday, there will be demonstrations to be carried out by other organized sectors, such as Garifuna Indigenous People, the Black Fraternal Organization of Honduras, OFRANE, among others. Nevertheless, we are all united, and these are different expressions of solidarity and national uproar for environmental justice, Almendares highlighted. He also took the opportunity to thank Friends of the Earth Latin America and the Caribbean, ATALC, and Friends of the Earth International Organizations for their support. Almendares insisted on the need to punish those responsible for the murder of Berta, for the situation experienced by her family and the persecution against COPIN. Nevertheless, he thinks it is necessary to provide a wider framework of the current situation in Honduras. About this, he said that human rights violations and the persecution of indigenous sectors prevail in Honduras, especially against the Lenca people, OFRANE, and all sectors of the ethnic diversity of the country. He also highlighted the persecution against the peasant sector, which is undergoing a psychological war that is threatening some important leaders of the unified peasant movement of AGUAN. The environmental activist also expressed his concern over the lives of all social leaders in a highly militarized country when there is really no respect for justice or human rights. In particular, he called the attention to the life of Salvador Zúñiga, also an indigenous leader, and Berta's husband for over 20 years. The international pressure on solidarity over Berta's death and the withholding in Honduras of Gustavo, coordinator of Otros Mundos Chiapas, Friends of the Earth Mexico, has been fundamental, stated Almendares. But we need to continue fighting, we need to continue exerting pressure for international visits by human rights organizations, professionals, intellectuals, international lawyers, and also demand more international cooperation in the framework of justice, ethics, and respect for human rights. The detention of Gustavo Castro really, in my opinion, as a witness, as a victim, makes this a case of psychological torture and inhumane, cruel, and degrading treatment, said the representative of the Movimiento Madre Tierra. The environmental activist also said that the brother of Gustavo Castro and his lawyer are in Honduras, meeting with representatives of several sectors of society and open to meet with the national government. Almendares highlighted that there is an unofficial report about the investigations conducted over the murder of Berta. However, he said that it is important to have some kind of dialogue with the authorities. Along these lines, he highlighted that he is trying to generate a space for dialogue between a group of renowned figures of Honduras and the government for a report to be submitted and to proceed with Gustavo Castro's freedom, to stop the persecution against indigenous sectors, and to investigate the company DESA, responsible for the Aguasarca hydroelectric project COPIN is resistant, and that had Berta as the main leader of the resistance, because the government has done absolutely nothing. Berta and COPIN denounced several times that they were being threatened by representatives and gunmen of the company. At the end of the interview, Almendares made a national and international call to fight for justice, peace, and human rights.